Livewire with Jason Moyle.
Hello, my name is Jason and welcome to Livewire. My guest today is international artist Joyce Sims. Hello, Joyce.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Right.
Very good.
Yeah, and it's great to talk to you. And we're going to start off by talking about your career from the very beginning, because you had your first hit in 1986 called All in All, which was number 18 in the charts. And then you had your big hit in the UK, which was Come Into My Life in 1987. So tell us about how it all began for you.
Wow, how far back do you want to go?
We can go back to the very beginning if you like, Joyce. I don't mind.
Oh my gosh. Look, I've always loved music. And with All in All and Come Into My Life, I had a demo tape. So I wrote this, it was All in All, Come Into My Life, and it wasn't easy. And that was my demo tape. And I moved to New York City, and from Rochester, New York is where I was born. And I met some people there that worked in the industry, in the music industry. And of course, I'm shopping my tape around, you know, everyone I came in contact with had to listen to my tape. It was a cassette tape at the time, that's how far back we're going. So I was introduced to an engineer that worked in a recording studio, and I ended up doing some session work for him. He knew Will Sokoloff over at Sleeping Bag Records. And that's how that connection started. Will heard the demo we were working on. Well, I did work for the engineer, and in turn, he gave me studio time. They call it bartering back then. He gave me studio time, free time to work on my demos. And so, you know, the engineer knew Will over at Sleeping Bag Records, and that's how that connection came about.
Okay. And so your demo came out, and then obviously the songs got released. And did you know how popular they were going to become? Because Come Into My Life was an international smash for both sides of the Atlantic, wasn't it, for you?
Yeah, it was. It was a huge, huge hit. I had no idea how big the song would be. I just wanted to write songs. I just wanted to be in the studio recording. And that's my love, just being in the studio recording. I had no idea. You know, I met Curtis Mantronic at Sleeping Bag, and he was already signed to the label. And that's how that connection started. He produced, you know, All in All, Come Into My Life, a lot of the tracks on my first album.
Okay. And of course, you carried on recording, and
yes,
you've still been releasing records on regular intervals. And you had another big success over in the US with your 2012 EP, which was Running Back to You.
Yes.
Back in Love. Just tell us about that.
That I worked with, it was a good time. I had started my own label at that time, August Rose Records. So everything was really new. You know, when I came out, I was signed to a label, you know, independent in the States, and like London Records in the UK. So, but it was, you know, I had the guidance of a label. So now I'm coming out with my own label and everything was brand new. You know, I am the label. I am the artist, the writer, and everything was, you know, different for me. But I really enjoy writing the songs and recording everything. I worked with Eli Tubal. He's a great engineer, producer on that track. He did a lot of the Run DMC and a lot of the hip hop guys back in the 80s, a lot of those hits. And I really learned a lot working with him. But that was a good time. And that was really a big learning curve for me as well.
Yeah, but I say, because you starting up your own label, that must have made it a different dynamic for you as well as a recording artist and a label.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So what side to have your own label? Did you just, that was just on the spur of the moment, or was that planned for a long time?
Well, it was planned for a long time. I've always wanted to have my own label, and I wanted to manage, you know, artists. You know, these are just things I would love to do, you know, at some point in my career. But it got difficult to put music out with, you know, the label, they just wanted to pigeonhole me into one category. And I'm a singer-songwriter, so I'm constantly writing new music and exploring new sounds and new things. But I didn't have that freedom with a label. So I was like, okay, start your own label. You can do your own thing. And that really is what inspired me to do that.
And that's the great thing of having your own label. You can choose what music you put out, can't you? And you also have been featured on the blockbuster film, or your music has been featured on the blockbuster film Species, and has been sampled by the likes of Randy Crawford, Angie Stone, and Snoop Dogg as well. So you've got, that's brilliant. So tell us a little bit, going further forward now, we'll get on to your brand new release in a second, but tell us a bit about your 2020 release, which is Everybody's Going Through Something. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, well, I mean, the title should speak for itself. Everybody's going through something. We were all going through a pandemic. That was a crazy time, you know, but I had already started writing that song. And, you know, I was still in the studio recording. And so once, you know, I'm watching TV, I'm hearing people talk, I'm seeing what's happening, you know, so and I look at the song and the lyrics and like, wow, this is, you know, really talking about a lot of the things that's going on right now. And then I'm always trying to like inspire or encourage someone through my music and through my lyrics. And so I just tweaked it a bit more to, you know, to what was actually happening in the times, and like, and just being encouraging someone at that time. You know, everyone's going through something, because everybody was at that time, and to be encouraged, you're not alone.
Absolutely. And so you've moved on from that one to the next release, which is your brand new single, which is What You Won't Do for Love. So tell us a little bit how your songwriting has developed over the years, from the early days to the current release.
You know, I still write love songs. You know, that's where my heart is, writing the love song. But I like to explore a little more now with the lyrics and with the arrangements and with the sounds. But when I chose that song, you know, Bobby Caldwell is an awesome singer-songwriter. And I always loved that song. That song resonates with a lot of people. It's classic. But the lyrics is what drew me into that song. What You Won't Do for Love. You know, I tried everything, but I won't give up. In my world, only you can make me do for love what I would not do. Like, that's so romantic. So that's really what drew me into that song. And, you know, I had to change the vocal arrangements, because I'm not Bobby Caldwell. I had to do it my way. And it just worked really well for me. I'm really excited about the song.
Brilliant. And is there going to be more singles, or is there going to be an album to follow this, Joyce?
There'll be singles and an album that's coming out in August, if it stays on schedule. The album is called Change, and I'm really, really excited about that. New sounds, music, the production and everything. You know, I was able to get back into the bigger studios, so, you know, I'm really excited about that. But yeah, so the new album will be out in August.
And I believe you're going out on tour.
I do.
Yeah, you've got a few gigs coming up soon, haven't you? So tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, and I'm glad to be back on the road touring again. So August 27th, I'll be in the UK, Claxton-on-Sea, the Claxton Family Festival. And also I'll be doing Southend-on-Sea, the Soultasia Festival. And August 28th, I'm in Manchester at the Band on the Wall. And August 29th, I'm at the Jazz Cafe in London. So please come out and support.
Brilliant. It's so great to get back on the road and be able to perform again after a period of the pandemic. And it's great to see live artists out and performing again. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. So tell us a little bit, I know you've got your own website, which people can go to. What is the website's details?
So my official website is www.joycesimsonline.com. I'm also on Facebook, Joyce Sims. On Instagram, The Real Joyce Sims. I'm on Twitter. And I think I'm on TikTok.
Oh, you think you're on TikTok.
I think so.
Okay. Did you set that up, or did someone else set that up?
My daughter set it up
me. Okay. Yeah. So will we expect any TikTok videos then?
Yeah, we're working on it.
Okay. Right. It's been great talking to you, Joyce. Would you like to introduce your brand new single?
Yeah, for sure. All right. So this is my brand new single, What You Won't Do for Love. Enjoy.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you.
LiveWire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.